We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, noble viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basakam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company, and in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda, and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the capitals of Ethiopia and Sudan are to become twin cities. In medical news, virtual reality health training United Kingdom nurses. In humanitarian news, a 7-year-old American girl initiates a campaign to assist families in need. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 8th, is the birthday of the President of the Philippines, His Excellency Benigno Simeon Cahuenco Aquino III, born 1960 in Manila. President Aquino began serving in office in 2010. On His Excellency's official website, he encourages positive habits, such as punctuality, good study habits, saving electricity, and eating fruits and vegetables. President Aquino calls for global people power to ensure peace and prosperity for all, and to address concerns such as climate change. Moreover, His Excellency has worked towards building harmonious relations in the Philippines, as well as increasing the use of sustainable energy. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency Benigno Simeon Cahuenco Aquino III, for your dedicated efforts to create a brighter future for all your cherished co-citizens. May you have a blessed birthday with loved ones.
Fly-in news. Over a million affected by new monsoons in Sri Lanka. The second wave of floods to sweep across the country in a month have claimed the lives of at least 14 more people and displaced more than 800,000 as of Sunday, February 6th. Approximately 250,000 have found shelter in 650 government camps that have been established on higher grounds, as more than 900 homes were destroyed and over 6,800 damaged, while roads, town centers, and agricultural lands were submerged.
This round of heavy rains arrived after the United Nations issued an appeal for $51 million in emergency funds for victims of last month's floods, most of whom have been hit again by the recent precipitation. Up to 90% of the nation's staple rice crop is threatened, raising concerns for supply shortages and inflation after at least 21% have previously been destroyed. The government has deployed 40 naval units and at least 7 military helicopters to join civil and non-governmental organizations, working around the clock to assist residents in the worst afflicted eastern, northern, and north central provinces.
Upon hearing of this most recent disaster, Supreme Master Qinghai expressed her deep sympathies and prayers as she asked that our association members please contact local officials to see if more help is needed. Adding that emergency funds are available for urgent necessities, she also requested that they go, if possible, to render aid to the most desperate.
Our appreciation, Sri Lankan government, United Nations, and all personnel working to ease the situation, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her detailed concern. May Buddha bless the Sri Lankans with resiliency as we pray that such destructive events are alleviated through humanity's more conscientious and eco-stabilizing actions.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
International donors assist Kyrgyzstan. The International Organization for Migration, or IOM, has announced three projects totaling nearly $1 million that are intended to help promote peace and reconstruction in the southern regions. With $650,000 donated by Japan for training to enhance intercultural understanding and respect among teachers and students in Osh and Jalalabad. Another $200,000 was donated by the US-based International Soros Foundation for Legal Counseling Centers to help 4,000 families who lost their properties and identification during a period of civil conflict. Finally, Norway has donated $120,000 to rebuild the IOM's Adaptation and Reintegration Center for Minors in Osh, which serves child victims of such practices as forced labor by offering them sanctuary and rehabilitation. Our sincere appreciation and Providence Bless International Organization for Migration, Japan, Soros Foundation, and Norway for your support to the people of southern Kyrgyzstan. May youth and elders alike be graced with flourishing stability and harmonious relations.
And the winner is?
2011 Writers Guild of America Award winners honored. The prestigious U.S.-based honors were bestowed on Saturday evening, February 5th, during simultaneous ceremonies held by Writers Guild of America East, or WGAE, in New York City, and Writers Guild of America West, or WGAW, in Los Angeles, California.
This is Supreme Master Television at the 2011 Writers Guild Award here in Los Angeles, California, USA. An evening honoring great writers in American television and cinema.
Someone asked, are the writers the unsung heroes? And I guess the answer is yes.
I think a lot of what separates the people, you know, who are here tonight from people who are thinking about being here are just people that really work and do it every day and really dedicate themselves.
Christopher Nolan, writer, producer, and director of Inception, took home the Best Original Screenplay Award for his work in the Oscar-nominated science fiction film, delving into the world of the subconscious.
Mr. Cobb has a job offer he would like to discuss with you.
What kind of work placement?
Not exactly.
Okay, and the winner is Christopher Nolan for Inception.
Inception by Christopher Nolan.
Being a member of the Writers Guild and receiving this is really, frankly, one of the proudest, one of the things I'm the most proud of. So thank you very much.
For his screenplay of the multiple Oscar-nominated The Social Network, based on the book The Accidental Billionaires by Ben Mezrich, about the founding of the popular interactive website Facebook, Aaron Sorkin, who had already earned a Golden Globe for the movie, also won the Writers Guild of America Prize for Best Adapted Screenplay.
What's the main message you want viewers to get from the movie?
You know, honestly, people have been taking away so many different ideas from the movie, so my goal is just to, you know, compel them for the 2 hours that I've asked for their attention in the theater.
Psych got 2,200 hits within 2 hours?
22,000.
Writer and director Charles Ferguson, along with co-writers Chad Beck and Adam Bolt, received the Best Documentary Screenplay Award for their invaluable contributions to the Oscar-nominated Inside Job, starring Matt Damon.
In the grand documentary tradition, I'm severely underdressed. Thank you all. This is an extraordinary honor.
This is Supreme Master Television from Los Angeles, California, USA.
Congratulations, all winners and nominees of the 2011 Writers Guild of America Awards. May your gifts in writing continue to inspire creativity and uplift the lives of audiences around the globe.
My name is Catherine O'Hara. You're watching Supreme Master Television.
This is Paul Tamasi, and you're watching Supreme Master Television.
I'm Aaron Sorkin. You're watching Supreme Master Television.
This is Eric Johnson, and you're watching Supreme Master Television.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Save our planet. Scientists surprised to discover Martian sand dunes change yearly. High-resolution images of the North Pole on Mars over the course of two summers left researchers amazed to discover changes in the planet's surface from one season to the next. Specifically, areas of sand previously believed to be frozen, with the last activity occurring around 30,000 years ago, were instead observed to undergo significant movement over this two-year Martian period. Factors for this change include a seasonal fluctuation of frozen atmospheric carbon dioxide, which takes the form of dry ice, as well as strong gusts of wind across the planet's surface.
The CO2 component is due to the gas freezing and covering the wintry pole. As thawing occurs in spring, the dry ice changes directly back to CO2 gas. Noting her team's astonishment at the degree of change over just one Mars year, study lead and co-author Dr. Candace Hansen of the Planetary Science Institute in Arizona, USA, stated this gas flow destabilizes the sand, causing sand avalanches and creating new alcoves, gullies, and sand aprons on Martian dunes. The researchers also observed what appeared to be powerful winds in the north, resulting in the surprising formation and disappearance of sand avalanches. With some 40% of all locations in the region noted to have changed, Dr. Hansen concluded, "We've got to look at Mars as a place that has active geology in today's climate, not just sometime in the past."
Many thanks, Dr. Hansen and colleagues, for these fascinating insights into the evolution of the universe around us. May such scientific observation continue to shed light on planetary processes that help us understand how to better appreciate and preserve planet Earth.
During a 2009 video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in the USA, Supreme Master Qinghai revealed how human-caused climate change devastated the surface of Mars and what has been occurring on the red planet since as a way to caution about Earth's similar situation.
They pass on the knowledge of what happened of their planet to their children and grandchildren. Even though it's 40 million years ago, they retain the history of what happened so that the descendants know how to take care of what they have and not to be careless and not to be so destructive anymore, but more virtue and spiritual. It's not for human to even restore this kind of catastrophically destructed planet, but the planet will revive itself, you know, by natural process. And it takes 1 more million years, 1 million years more, and Mars will be inhabitable. Small bushes will begin to grow, and then wheat and grass, and then fruit trees, etc., etc. River and stream and sea will begin to form again. And gradually, human and animals will be able to settle on Mars' surface again.
The Islamic Action Front Group, representing the Jordanian branch of the Muslim Brotherhood, joins representatives of Jordan's Bedouins in demanding improvements to the nation's government, with reforms to include the adoption of a parliamentary system that offers proportional representation, as well as greater press and public freedoms, pardons for political detainees, and new election laws.
Yemeni parliament members belonging to several non-ruling parties issue a joint statement demanding that President Ali Abdullah Saleh fulfill his promises for reform, including the cancellation of proposed amendments to the Constitution that would grant him a life term in office and would permit unfair judging of the High Electoral Commission, as they also call for the implementation of a 2009 accord intended to engage all political parties in national dialogue.
Save our planet. Experts note that recent extreme snowfall in the northeastern USA is a result of global warming, as increased ocean temperatures generate more atmospheric moisture, which in turn creates larger storms.
Save our planet. In efforts to reduce the toxic sewage discharged into India's legendary Ganges River, the Uttar Pradesh State Pollution Control Board chooses harmony with nature over economic gain as it orders the closure of nearly 70 tanneries in the city of Kanpur.
Warning news. After once again finding illegal levels of antibiotics in dairy cows destined for slaughter, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration announces plans to also begin testing milk, noting the increased likelihood of antibiotic-resistant disease.
Hello, viewers. I'm Vupa the Vicuna, a dedicated vegan, here with a tip of the day. You may enjoy giving yourself and your friends relaxing manicures with all-vegan nail polish. You can check at your local library for how-to videos or online for instructions. Please visit www.shopcruelty-free.peta2.com to find companies with cruelty-free products. A big thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now the weather around the globe.
Yeah.
In world news, the capitals of Ethiopia and Sudan are to become twin cities. The Honorable Kuma Demeksa, mayor of Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, and the Honorable Abdul Rahman El Kadin, mayor of Khartoum, Sudan, signed a bilateral agreement. It will make possible cooperation in tourism, trade, and investment. The accord will also help expand business opportunities in the two cities. Our congratulations, the Honorable Kuma Demeksa and the Honorable Abdul Rahman El Kadin, Ethiopia and Sudan, on your amiable relations. May the lovely people of both your nations move closer in friendship and understanding through this sisterly development.
In medical news, virtual reality helps in training United Kingdom nurses. At Birmingham City University, student nurses use a computer program with an avatar or figure representing themselves. The avatars follow instructions given by the students through remote control, carrying out procedures such as taking blood pressure. They also help the nurses-to-be develop communication skills with patients. Research has shown those whose schooling included this method have a better job performance than those who have not been taught in this manner. What a wonderful addition to enhance the education of nurses, Birmingham City University. May we see more technology such as this to improve healthcare and make lives better for all. Up next on Noteworthy News, primary students join in a campaign to donate funds for families in need. We'll go for a deep breathing and we'll be right back. More energizing news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, informative news for a knowledgeable world. In humanitarian news, a 7-year-old American girl initiates a campaign to assist families in need. When second grade student Calista Light of Attica, New York, saw a house that was boarded up because of fire damage, she wanted to do something to help. Later, Calista heard of another family that had also lost everything due to fire, and she decided to take action. Calista and two friends stood in the main hallway of her school with a plastic bucket, into which eager children donated a total of $320. Another $400 was contributed through a teacher fundraiser. Calista was very happy with the amount, which will be shared between the two families. She said they can buy new clothes, new furniture, and maybe even a new house. Bravo, beautiful Calista Light, on your compassionate heart. We pray that both families can begin life anew with God's abundant blessings.
Now let's listen to a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Too Far.
The girl said to the boy, too bad that you failed the test. How far were you from the right answer? The boy said, two seat.
Copy.
And now for our viewers' heartline on Greg Braden, seeking the divine code of life on science and spirituality.
I enjoyed the show on Greg Braden, that when we are concentrated, we are connected to everything. I am looking forward to reading his books. Priya from Kathmandu, Nepal.
Precious Priya, thank you for your positive comments. Greg Braden's exciting ideas about interconnectedness and how we hold the key to our planetary future through our affirmative thoughts should make wonderful reading. Our best wishes and love to you and all the spiritual people of magnificent Himalayan-graced Nepal.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May you be illuminated with eternal love from the divine.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The All China Federation of Returned Overseas Chinese sponsors free cataract removal surgeries for some 1,200 rural patients in China as part of its efforts to help the less fortunate.
British Prime Minister David Cameron voices his nation's support for Russia's aspirations towards visa-free travel in Europe's Schengen zone, as well as its acceptance into the World Trade Organization.
along with the stated recognition of the Sudanese government and the African Union, the UN Intergovernmental Authority on Development affirms the agency's acceptance of a recent vote establishing South Sudan as an autonomous nation.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad calls for Middle Eastern countries to implement more democratic reforms while setting a vision for his country that includes additional democratic elections, new media laws, and the easing of licensing requirements for non-governmental organizations.
Members of the Afghan National Police and U.S. Special Forces meet with village leaders in Afghanistan's Nowbahar district to donate school supplies to a mosque that serves as an education center for over 100 girls and boys.
U.S. scientists share a new image from the colossal star Zeta Ophiuchi, which at 20 times the size of our sun is shown traveling at 24 kilometers per second after being propelled from another exploding star, creating a beautiful yellow arc as it moves through space.
Following a campaign by People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, UK-based conglomerate Unilever, which owns Lipton and PG Tips Teas, pledges to stop testing on animals.
Unemployed teacher from New York, USA, Mr. Tony Apuzzi, sells several of his prized baseballs worth approximately $3,000 to help his former student Giselle Ruiz pay for college.
The European Union Special Envoy Miroslav Lajčak, who is mediating the political situation in Albania, announces plans for another set of talks between the Albanian government and other political leaders to re-establish dialogue toward a goal of lasting peace.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.